Studio 360.
Barbie, you're beautiful. You make me feel my Barbie doll is really real.
Little girls have adored Barbies since I was a little boy. Not so much my two daughters. They once had me drive over their dolls and wanted to create a Barbie cemetery. I guess they were very young feminists. But for fans of the doll, there was some good news last year.
Many would say it's about time. Barbie's getting a makeover.
Mattel announced that it was making over its Barbie doll line to look more like human women look.
After criticism that the doll creates unrealistic body expectations, Mattel is introducing new body shapes as well as different skin tones and other features.
But this is not the first time Mattel tried making Barbie more inclusive. In the 90s, as we'd all become more aware of the unnecessary obstacles faced by disabled people, they unveiled a new doll, a Barbie pal, Share a Smile Becky, who used a wheelchair. It was a well-intentioned effort that didn't go exactly as planned. Renee Gross has the story, which begins with a publicity event 20 years ago.
Well, Barbie's reason for being is that she allows little girls to play out their dreams and aspirations of what it's like to be grown up in the world. And Barbie has had many ethnic friends over the years. It was about time that Barbie had a friend with a disability.
Dolls are usually unveiled at toy trade shows, but Mattel decided to introduce Becky in Washington because it seemed like a great PR opportunity.
It was the smile on Mallory Rosado's face and the remark from Hannah Withers that this is a doll that makes her feel special. Two little girls in wheelchairs assuring two big toy companies they had done a good thing.
The company decided that it would announce at the press event that it was donating $20,000 to disability charities. And it even arranged for some prominent wheelchair users and disability advocates to attend.
Becky is going to smash attitudinal barriers.
Justin Dart Jr. was co-founder of the American Association of People with Disabilities, and a lot of people called him the godfather of the ADA.
Becky is going to help millions of people with disabilities to move from dependency to the American dream.
For dramatic purposes, a big piece of fabric was draped to conceal the doll. Until...
And here she is.
Wow.
Yay.
Share a Smile Barb, Becky, has a beautiful, realistic styled wheelchair with iridescent mylar along the wheels. She also has her very own backpack that fits onto the actual wheelchair.
Becky was an instant hit for Mattel.
Mattel says she's already its best-selling exclusive doll with nearly 6,000 sold in the last few weeks.
I think there's a heck of a lot of money to be made from this because we're talking about a market of 50 million Americans spending about $700 billion a year.
The question now is, can the original Barbie handle the competition?
Actually, there was a much bigger question.
Last month, Mattel introduced the first disabled doll in the Barbie family. But now we learn that Becky's wheelchair doesn't fit through the doors of Barbie's house.
That's right. The wheelchair could not fit into
the Barbie dream house. Open up.
And it wasn't only the front door that was inaccessible.
Let's take the elevator.
Ooh, it really works.
Wow.
Even the one elevator is too small. Mattel says future designs will keep Becky and her wheelchair in mind. For the first year, Becky will be sold exclusively at Toys R Us. Mattel says she's already its best-selling exclusive doll.
So if Becky and Barbie were maybe making some lunch, there is absolutely no way that Becky could reach most of the things in this kitchen.
That's Monique Kulik. She's an accessibility advocate based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I brought her a Share a Smile Becky and a new Barbie dream house.
A lot of times with people who use wheelchairs, they will access things in the kitchen from the side. So very awkward. If this were Becky's house, her kitchen would have a clear space under the sink so she could roll directly up to it. Dishwashers are normally, for an accessible kitchen and universal, they're raised so that that bottom rack You don't have to bend down so far for the bottom rack.
Mattel said in the mid-90s that future Barbie houses would be more accessible. But for this Barbie dream house that's on the tour shelves now, Becky's wheelchair still couldn't fit in the elevator.
There's absolutely no way. It won't even fit with her legs sticking out. So pretty much in this house, Becky could go to the kitchen.
So Mattel never changed the house. But what did change was Becky. She became Becky, I'm the school photographer. Then I love you sign language Becky. And then Paralympic Becky. Until finally, they stopped making the doll altogether.
A lot of the talk about why Becky doesn't exist anymore in any iteration is that it was too complicated to redesign Barbie World to fit Becky. So they just got rid of her.
Karen Hetzelberger has cerebral palsy and uses a wheelchair. She got a Share a Smile Becky when she was 7.
I think it speaks volumes to the way we think about disability. A lot of the ways we think about disability is we talk about fixing disability instead of focusing on fixing society.
Some accounts claim that before Mattel discontinued the doll, they contemplated making her wheelchair smaller so she could fit through the doors of Barbie's house. This way, they wouldn't have to change the house.
What oh, my heck? God, that's a huge thing. Huge thing, fix the person.
Wait, really?
Oh, absolutely.
What?
Why can't you just reach for that hot thing over the side? You know, just, you know, go to the gym and build up some muscles so that you can do that. What is wrong with having to go to the back of the building by the dumpsters in order to find a ramp to get into the building?
This idea of fixing people with disabilities instead of their environment? Maybe the Becky doll is educational for kids, but in the opposite way it was intended.
Turns out this was not Mattel's only Barbie debacle. Around that time when they were wheeling out Becky, the company teamed up with the makers of Oreo cookies to make a Barbie who had a purse shaped like an Oreo. That was so popular that Mattel decided to make an African-American version. This is true, Oreo Fun Barbie. You'd think at that point everybody would know better than to associate the white-on-the-inside cookie with African-Americans in a branding. When the doll met with outrage, Mattel didn't just discontinue the black version of Oreo Fun Barbie. They recalled it as if it could cause physical harm.